The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Me too, movie. You're talking about girls?
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 and probably 96.5 if PG&E ever gets back up the hill.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center is all about.
I'm told we're going to get a pass because, you know,
a
pass with the fact that our 96.5, you know, we had it on for 3 or 4 days, but we're still testing and moving the signal up to get it, you know, stronger and burn it in and all those things that you do. But I don't know the terminology. But
just
the fact is,
anything we make
you know,
up.
I don't want to be on the list of people complaining because there are people who
without power
still
in
without
home.
Power. I mean, 5-6 days, you know, you can't get snow anymore to melt down to flush your toilet. So I'm wondering if they're shopping and getting bottled water to flush your toilet. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Well, we have, you know, the Salters finally got theirs on.
Yeah.
The day before yesterday. Well, the Goins got theirs on earlier. So.
Yeah. Well, we're happy.
But they live, you know, well, the Goins right here in town. But the Salters live out along the
river. I wonder
if
the Mastins did because they were out there past Oasis
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're right, you know, complaining about because, you know, we don't have power up to the, as much as we'd like to have it on after all this time of trying to get it up.
Yeah.
On there, you know, get it on and get it everything
from the mountain
working.
In Shingletown.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Up there by Whiskey Town.
Oh, I was thinking
there was a town. There was a town on the end of it.
Oh, I was thinking Shingletown the whole time I was visualizing that because I haven't been up to that location. Why? Well, okay, I've been telling everybody. Okay. Clarification.
You've been telling people, though.
Chance of showers at a low of 37 tonight. And it looks like today our highs will be 51. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 54. And mostly sunny. Let's see, with our lows of 31, we've got these really cool wet days, which is great. Friday, I've always complained, when can I wear all my jackets? Well, you know, because, you know, you collect through the years, so it's nice to bundle. Today's a bundle day. Friday, excuse me, high of 55 and a low of 36, and Saturday's a high of 51 and a low of 38. Did you get any of those? I'm not really sure, but I think you're realizing that it's, you know, we have mostly, except for chance of showers, today. We have mostly clear weather. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
I was just kind of like doing my signs for rain coming down.
Let's do a shout out for a local business that we visited last night. It was spontaneous. And you know what? We always feel like the next day we like to share, you know, maybe things that we've seen on the street, people that we've talked to, and it was a very interesting. Carl got home, and I said, let's just go have a cocktail. Let's go somewhere. And, well, and
I
we
said,
went
I
down.
Said, do you want me to go out and have a drink? And she said, well, yeah, but she said, if you don't want to, and I went, go out and have a drink after today?
Well, we haven't really been doing.
Yeah,
we don't,
I could do
you know,
that.
We don't. We do a lot of social things with work and covering events and that kind of thing. But just to kind of just go out spontaneous like that, we haven't done it in a long time. So we went to Carlene's. And it was 10 to 4. And the bartender, very, very nice gentleman, was standing outside. We're not really open to 4. Well, we were just going to have a call. Oh, well, you can go in and sit at the bar. And he was so attentive and so kind. And Carlene happened to be in the house. And then we got to really have a good, great discussion with her.
About an hour.
Right.
Of us sitting there, we had some bar food, which was great. In the,
she was standing behind the bar, so she's officially working.
We're just talking about what's going on in Reading. We're talking about a lot of different things. She's not a, and she says, I, you know, on purpose, she's not a political activist or anything like mm-hmm. this. She says, but she has her thoughts on things and about, you know, the thing that always strikes me, if you don't know Carlene, is that how this woman is. Always that hat, that glass is full type of woman. Yes, my glass is full. And she looks at life like that, you know, moves too forward. We met her son, who was just a great guy,
Woody.
Great young man.
Mm-hmm.
And she is
a right-hand man.
She's a person of great humor.
Yes.
But don't underestimate this woman. She is one of great drive,
right,
and she makes things happen. So anyway, if you haven't been down to Carlene's, there the old Gironda's, but it's Carlene's with a new menu and this bar, brand new bar.
The menu's coming. The new menu.
Yeah, well, and they changed it, but right, now they're having another menu in there. I think they changed periodically.
Beautiful
anyway.
Bar area was great. You could tell
service is great.
There's a hang that happened there. So anyway, just a local shout out that. You know, it's nice to see. I mean, I've been going to Deja Vu since I moved in many of, I don't know how many, 20, 30 years it's been in the business. And she's been a mainstay, you know, through all the businesses that have come and go, have gone. And it's nice to see how she's expanded. She bought another place up in McLeod. Then they decided that was too much.
Yeah,
you know?
Three of them was too much.
And I said to her son, imagine if you had three productions going on. You know, okay, you get the first team around you in this production. I always equate everything to, you know, theater and music and that kind of thing. But anyway, so then the second one, you get that. So now you're over the hill with another production, all simultaneously. At a certain point, you know I can't be 100% with it. That's kind of – so she said it's been better. She said, if you haven't seen me around, that's why. But anyway, so kudos and shout out.
Everybody knows about
thing.
Deja Vu, but if you haven't been down to Carlene's, it's a great place to go for a drink during happy hour, great food. Hey, I want to do another shout out for a young man in his business. It's called Shasta Engraving.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Court Street. Well, as you know, Bad Bob Blonde, he's leaving, and we had a lunch for him the other day, and we wanted to give him a plaque from the staff. And I went down there to it and told him what I wanted. This was like on Friday. It was going to be for the following Monday. And it's basically a simple thing, except there was going to be a broadcasting mic put on it. So we got that, and I said, hey, look, and the lunch was on a Monday. I said, can I pick this up Monday morning? He looks at me, he goes, sure. He says, what time? I said, oh, no, around 9. He goes, okay. He doesn't say anything to me. And he says, yes. And Linda was going to do it, but Linda got hung up on something. And so I get a phone call at 10, and it's him. He says, I was wondering if you're going to come down and pick this up. I said, well, sure. And I find out that he wasn't open that day.
Oh,
he came in to be able to give it to me on Monday.
And I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know it either, or you would have been down there at 9. I know. But it didn't seem to me that, okay, you open at 9, we'll be there, you know, before we have to go there. He came in to open that. And I just want to give, you know what, and the plaque is perfect. It's exactly what I wanted. He made it, and, you know, he had some great suggestions, so it was just absolutely exactly what I wanted. So another shout-out then to Shasta and Graham. If you're looking for it's a new business, young man. They also do banners that you can put in the pop up.
Oh, he does.
Oh, he does pop up banners.
Oh, that's great. You know, yeah. I have one of those for on the spot with Linda Bott when I would go out and do my remotes from the mall. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I feel like you looked at me like that was eons ago, but it was in.
Do we still have that? Do we still have the hardware? We still have the hardware. We could probably put another banner on it.
Probably.
Sure. Okay. What else?
So anyway, I just want to, you know, it's really, we're pontificating a little bit about how we just admire, because we're in the seat, too, of knowing what it is to go through California taxes and laws and, you know, anybody walks through the door, you know, if they slip and fall, that kind of insurance or employees with that insurance and, you know, electric, just everything. And it doesn't stop. And it gets bigger and more expensive, but you hang in there and you just try to figure it out. So, you know, a lot of these, I my hat's off to business owners and trying to make it work in the state of California. We need to shop local. We need to stay local. We tell people all the time, you know, we're locally owned, which means that when you advertise, when our advertisers, they know how important it is because when they advertise here, the money goes to our staff, it's all local. It's we're you know, besides the fact we have to pay CSAC and BMI and ASCAP and you know those kinds of things, which are you know the rights to be able to play music, that bump music for those people who are listening and don't know what BMI or ASCAP or CSAC. Those fees have tripled since
and
we started.
There's a new one. There's a new one in town too, but he's a lot cheaper than everybody else.
And he handles Beatles.
He has the Beatles. He has the Bee Gees. I mean, he's got some big names in there. I mean, it's thousands of titles.
Mm-hmm.
I said, send me who your artists are, and it just went on for page and page and page. And I thought, oh, so then you go back to the other ones and say, hey, are you guys going to deduct because you no longer have those artists? Yeah.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Good
hey,
for
okay.
you. I love the fact that you go for the fight all the time.
I don't, not all the time, but it just seems to me is that you're charging me for all these artists, and then you don't have these artists anymore. Why would you charge for me the same amount? Let's take a break.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know what? Shasta Regional Medical Center has been rated in the top 50 hospitals in the United States. Yes, that's the entire United States for their cardiac care. Not only that, you come into the emergency room at Shasta Regional Medical Center, you're going to be seen by somebody in 30 minutes or less. Think about that one. If you have to go to the emergency room, it's because you don't feel well, right? So if you hang around there for 3 or 4 hours, it just really doesn't help your attitude or the attitude of your family.
Mm-hmm.
Shasta Regional is going to see you in 30 minutes or less. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages at 7:15 in the morning. It's 39 degrees. And when we come back, we're going to ask about this Me Too movement. And did Dolly Parton ever have to sleep with anybody
and
to get her spot in the sun?
And 5 things you need to know on this Wednesday. KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for 2 adults and up to 4 kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV Tina Shear and radio personality Basin Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddle craft, and more. Kids will love the live trap pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bass Fin Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, Shasta District Fair and Event Center, March 1st through the 3rd, presented by Ready Distributing. See you there.
Real people, real winners. Winter is here, and it's snowing cold hard cash. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Snowfall of Cash Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or $10,000 in cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 8 p.m. gives you the chance to win 3 game pieces for free slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or $10,000 in cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Final drawing Thursday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Remember to join us every Monday for Military Monday Service Soldier with our 15% discount on Elements and Creekside Pub and Grill food for all veterans. Receive $11 free slot play along with a Military Monday card at the River Club. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at the Cove.
How prolific Barry Manilow. I was thinking about him the other day because America's Got Talent was on, you know, the champions. And, of course, I watched it in secret. You haven't seen it yet, Carl. I had to speed through it. It's going to kill me.
I don't have to see it at all, honey.
But anyway, I don't have to see it at all. Think about
that gives us more room for Ken Starr.
I can't smile without you. And I was thinking, you know, Barry Manilow has been prolific. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go. Next.
All right. Give us those two things you wanted us to know instead of the five.
There's a couple things. First of all, you know, we know that Carl Lagerfeld. Do you know who he is?
I had no idea who he was.
Okay. Famous designer, but he's not just the man who saved the house of Chanel. He was a visionary icon.
I do know. I've heard Chanel.
Yeah. He redefined fashion. He just died at the age of 85. And, amazing, you know, just like you said, a visionary. Okay, here's one that I know that when we were having a cocktail last night at Carlene's, you looked over my shoulder, you know, when the TV's in the corner and your husband can only look at you for 5 minutes and then goes over your corner and you're looking up and you turn around and realize it's sports.
Let me tell you what it is.
I'll tell you what. Manny Machado heads to San Diego with a boatload of money. He reportedly signed a $300 million contract with the Padres, the biggest free agent to deal in U.S. sports history.
$300 million, Manny Machado, and I still don't know who that is. He signed a 10-year contract for $300 million. Now, let's just think about
that. And that's
that.
Exactly what you're saying to me at the bar.
$300 million. What is the budget for Reading? Look it up. Look what the budget for Reading is, okay? Hop into the city and all that. Find out what it is. This guy signed a contract for $300 million.
To be fair, I think that's the entirety of the Padres' budget.
No, it should be because they aren't a great team.
Well,
they're not a great team, but they've got Manny Machado now. But what this does is that means he gets $30 million a year. Let's break that down to how many. That's like
you can run a country on
$250,000 a game. Now, what happens if he goes up there and he goes 0 for 4? This guy is obviously a great player that would be offering this.
What about his agent?
Okay, I want to say it again.
His agent's
a stretch. Do we know how much the city of Reading's budget is?
No.
Y'all were looking that up. Remember what I just said? Go look that up. And then you both were looking at me, and I thought, they got it already.
Anyway, so
this makes me crazy.
A small country could run on
this
that.
This makes me crazy. $300 million. This, you know what? The only thing stupider than that is the lottery, that it's $700 million, you know, that one person can win. It's just – but think about this. Now, on the other hand, being the capitalist that I am, good on you, Manny.
Well, and his agent. Whoever represented him, he's the one who struck the deal, the agent. Manny has to play great.
Now, here's the thing is about Manny. One, he has to perform. But over 10 years, think about this. Sports, I mean, it's rare that somebody, after 10 years in a sport, and there are exceptions about this, but he's got it. You know what? He's probably not going to get better every year. He's not like a fine wine that's going to age.
You don't know that? I'm sorry. Look at the goat.
I said, with some exceptions.
Well,
most people.
He's mastered his body.
He's a Zen master.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
The goat.
Anyway, okay.
Okay, 16. Today's number.
All right, why?
The proposed voting age in Oregon. Lawmakers in the state introduced a bill that would lower the voting age from 18.
To 18.
From 18 to 16.
What kind of idiots would do that? What kind of idiots to the north? And this is where the Belongies are moving to. These are idiots.
Oh, come on.
16-year-olds. Think about this.
I know.
No, wait a minute.
It's not the first.
Look at things that 30-year-old guys do.
It's not.
Bear. Oh, my bear, and watch this.
Well, now listen. It's interesting because yesterday, I ran into somebody else. I had a great day of running into people and very interesting conversations throughout the day. Fabulous. But three people that we know are moving to Oregon. Three people we know.
Really?
From Redding.
Wow. Why Oregon?
It's like a
mini California.
I don't know, but I think
except
we have
they have no state. They have no state sales.
I smell our famous conductor came in the door. He's so cute. Anyway.
Okay. Now, let me.
It's your turn to rant.
I'm not ranting.
Okay.
But the thing about Oregon, it's crazy. Okay, what do we got?
We finally found it. The first numbers we found were from almost 20 years ago.
That doesn't help.
So we are at just shy of, for the general fund, just shy of $75 million.
No, wait a minute. The general fund is only $75 million. I don't believe that. I think it's got to be more than that.
There we go. $295,300,960.
There you go.
Okay. For the whole thing. Yeah.
For the whole total.
Yes, the whole thing.
Okay.
That was just
$295 million.
So I stand corrected.
That means that the Padres paid
more for this one
more
guy
for this
than
guy
for the city.
Than the city's budget the entire year.
Woo.
Yeah. But now they're paying him over 10 years. But still, think about that. Put that in perspective. The whole budget for Redding, California, more than the whole budget of, there's $3 million more they just kicked in there for cars. All right. Let's talk about some things that have happened in Redding right here. The no camping ordinances kicked into place on Saturday, and they did the sweep yesterday and moving people out. The new ordinance say you cannot camp anywhere on public property. Other people are saying, wait a minute, the Ninth Circuit Court said you can't do that. If there's no place for them to go. Well, the Good News Rescue Mission was right there along with them saying, hey, we've got well over 100 spots for people. And then the four homeless are saying, you can't force them into a religious faith-based place for them to stay. Well, see, that's true. You can't. However, at Good News Rescue Mission, they let them in for 30 days, out for 30 days. So they can stay there for 30 days at Good News Rescue Mission, shower, shave, eat, have a warm place there to sleep at night for 30 days. And then if they do get into some of the programs there, the drug or alcohol counseling programs, that is faith-based. That's, you know, they have faith-based literature there. But to use as an excuse, I don't want to go there. They have one of them said they have too many rules.
Well. It's like, I don't want to go to school. There's too many rules.
Gee, I'm sorry that there's rules in life. I'm sorry that you have to go by rules, but you are taking free money and sleeping here and making us pay all this money to clean up after your lazy ass. So, you know, why? You know, I'm sorry that you have rules. Oh, it's time to take the people that don't want to live by the rules and just say, sorry, these are our rules. If you don't want to live by our rules, then move on. Just move on. And by the way, here's a woman by the name of June Bell Skeet. She's got a ticket for you to move on.
That's right.
She does.
Backed by Joe Wong.
She'll get you
and
clothed.
Black Bear Diner.
She'll get you cleaned up, and she's going to put you on a bus.
And help you get home.
And so don't tell me there's no place out there that they can't go to. All right. Here's some good news. Well, that was good news, really. But think of the tons of trash they're picking up. Okay. K2 is back in the news again. The Knot Boys.
All right, let's hear about the Knot Boys.
They are.
How can they not be in the news? They're a trip.
They now they're trying to buy land from the city out on Lake Boulevard that the city's been trying to sell for like 15 years.
What?
Yeah, they want to put an affordable housing development there, 47 apartments.
Where about on?
On out Lake toward I think it's toward the freeway out there. There's a 15-acre there's a 15-acre place out there.
Is that by the Waterworks Park?
I don't know. It's
okay.
Just out there.
I'm curious. I want to see it in my mind.
Right after the show, just drive on out there. Look,
let me put that on my list.
Give Danny a call.
Let me put that on my list. Yeah, okay.
Ask Danny where to
All right.
Anyway, so they want to put that up. Now it's part of, you know, a lot of the funding comes from the state and feds because you're building affordable housing for people. So, you know, so that's, you know, they're doing that. There's another place on Benton Drive. There's another place that a company out of San Francisco and a company out of Riverside are rehabbing also for housing. So it's going to be interesting. Huntington Beach is under attack
Why?
Right now because they are not you're not building affordable housing fast enough. Well, how, and they said, well, how can we build affordable housing when we, right now, the cost of everything has skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, so it's just exorbitant for anything. And you want us to build housing at this level. We can't do that. Or we need to do it at our own pace. Well, the state's going after them.
I wish, now maybe
the
they're.
State, because the state.
Right.
They're not really terrorists. That's not the right word. But they're right. Not. They're very, when it comes to doing things they want you to do that they want, even if it's not good for the community, they'll force you into it.
All right. Well, that's it. That's your feeling.
This portion of the show.
Okay. We're going to have to take a break. Scott Seaton's on the other side, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by River Common Senior Living, located at 30301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more.
It's
like River Common Senior Living.
It has gourmet chefs. It has activity directors. Tired of doing your own dishes and cooking every day. River Common Senior Living.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And North State Stephanie is with us today. They're around us. Did you hear that plane? Great.
Right.
Yeah, 7:35 in the morning, 39 degrees out there. Weather brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-2793. And Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment of the show. It is, okay, you think Valentine's Day is over? No, not
never
so fast. It never's over. It's never over. Four Winds Jewelry has all the baubles and neat things that your loved one would want. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They will design it, build it, bring in gems from all over the world just for you. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Well, with us this morning is Scott Seaton, who is the conductor I had the great privilege of interviewing back. It's been a couple of years now when there were four conductors that were doing like a test run, and then one was chosen.
That would be 4 years ago.
Was it 4 years? Okay, I'm telling you what, you sleep. You've run a marathon since then.
A couple, yeah.
Yeah, you've been all over the world. You know, you've brought some cutting edge works to our wonderful Cascade and to Chico with your under your leadership. I have a few friends that play in the symphony, and it's nice to know that people say nice things behind your back. Isn't that great?
That's always pleasant. Yeah.
That's the biggest kudo right there. So good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm super.
You look clear, clean, alert. You always do.
So do you.
You're always like in charge. You know, you like, it's nice to see that in, what's your sleep? Do you mind me just going right into this, you know? Scott Seaton here, we're going to be talking about the February show. But, like, what's your routine to keep you so energetic and alive and with it?
What's my routine?
Fresh.
I sleep. That's a good thing, right?
Right.
Usually 7 hours a night.
Good.
Hopefully, you know, 11-ish to 6. So.
Okay.
I run.
Yeah, you're
a
runner.
I do marathons. Mm-hmm. I actually like when it's not a marathon training period for me because I can just run
right
for the joy of running if there is such a thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you 5 miles or are you in that kind of like three, two?
Anywhere from 5 to 8 is my casual running. But if I'm in a, you know, a marathon cycle,
right.
What I really dread is the weekend long runs, the 12s, the 15s, the 20 milers.
No.
It's just so hard, and to be in that mental space for so long. But you know, right now I'm not. You know, I'm just having fun, just hanging out, just running at my leisure. So,
you put together this program now, and let's talk about what it is to foresee the season.
Mm-hmm.
And like for instance, are you already thinking 2020?
Yeah, we've already planned next season. We're actually already planning 2 seasons from now. I have it sort of in my head.
Okay.
So we have to plan far in advance to not only secure soloists, but to put together collaborations within the community that we want to seek out. There's a lot of nuts and bolts and moving pieces to put together and make sure they all line up. So it takes many months for that to happen.
Right. Well, I just met with the new creative director over at Cascade Christmas and what mm-hmm. it is for the 2020 to secure rights for upcoming productions, and so I can imagine the same thing. But I just wanted to ask, like a layman, like how do you plan it? You know, I think people listening to can assume, but it's nice to hear. You know, you're at the helm. So what this program coming up in February is called the Soloist Sensations.
Yeah, yeah. So this program is a lot of fun because it features. Fun and important because it features our rising stars. It features the young artist winners who, a year ago at this time, performed in a public audition. You know, imagine how daunting that is, mm-hmm. how intimidating. So they performed in a public audition for a chance to perform with the North State Symphony. And, you know, these two incredibly young musicians, one is a marimba player and one is a pianist who's coming in from Eureka. they want a chance, and they're going to come and show us what they got.
So. Now, have they performed? Are they practicing works with the symphony around them, and they solo or what? Like for instance, are one of the marimba player? I'm just hearing about him now. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'd like to have him come and play some jazz with me and some stuff we're doing. Eric Whitmer.
Uh huh.
So tell us about the work he'll be doing.
Eric Whitmer is playing a piece by Brazilian composer Ney Rosaro, and it's a very, as you can imagine, a Brazilian piece could be. It's very rhythmic. It's mm-hmm. very lively. He plays a lot of notes, and if you can imagine a marimba player, they have two mallets in each
right.
hand, so I can't imagine doing that. But, so he's playing four notes at a time. And if you, do the math, that's a lot of notes per minute.
And you kind of wonder, it's like when somebody decides what instrument they're going to pick mm-hmm. or let's say the instrument picks you.
Yeah.
I would love to interview this guy. I know, when did you, because marimba, first of all, it's like carrying around a, like when you carry around a harp
right.
or you carry around something that's a large instrument, it's not easy to schlep it around.
No.
How did the marimba pick him? Did he listen to his parents' records? So what turned him on to that? So I'd love to know that.
That's a great question. You should have him on sometime.
I will. I would love to do that. I want him to play with. I'd love to because that's one of my favorite. Just there's a vibe. Not tongue in cheek, because some people call them the vibes. But there's a sonic thing that happens with marimbas. Do you get the? You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
it's a very. Full resonant instruments. I mean, it's very suited for jazz, just like the vibraphone.
Mm-hmm.
They have these very unique, for lack of a better word, cool sounds, and it's so rich and chocolatey, especially mm-hmm. if you go in the lower registers. That it's absolutely it just consumes you.
Right, right. Excellent. Okay, so coming up in February on the 24th, first of all, 23rd will be in Chico, which is great because you do your works and you're in Chico, and then you come here, so
right.
two performances. And let's see, the 23rd will be in Chico and the 24th. Now let's talk about the works that you'll be doing and also featuring Chang Li.
Yes, yes. So the program, the whole idea of the program, this soloistic sensations, is of course because we feature two soloists, but it goes a little further than that. We're starting out with Verdi's overture to Nabucco, which if you think of opera, you think of solo mm-hmm. diva lines, and I thought an opera overture would be very appropriate for a program like this. And Nabucco is this this piece that's very also got these infectious rhythms in it, and it just kind of drives you along to the end. We also, as your audience heard in the first clip, we're doing one of the pieces that, at least from my childhood, you probably at one point saw on TV two cartoon characters at two pianos dueling it out on a very famous piece of music. And for me, I can think of Tom and Jerry doing this. I can think of... Yes, exactly.
And isn't there a ballet and dance? There's a whole ballet to this.
I'm sure there is mm-hmm. somewhere. I mean, it's so out there,
mm-hmm.
And it's one of those earworms that you're going to hear the concert. It's going to be with you for a week. But
earworm, it's so cool.
But even the movie, if you've seen this, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, has mm-hmm. Daffy and Donald Duck going back and forth between it. It's hilarious. So yeah, we're playing this famous piece by Franz Liszt, who in the classical world, for those of you who don't know, he was the first rock star. He was one of the ones who, after his concerts, his solo piano recitals, women would flock to the stage and grab pieces of his clothing. I mean, he was this sex symbol. He had the long hair, he had the, the shiny suits and things. He was it for that time period. If you were alive in the 1800s, you wanted to see...
He needed a poster of him on your wall.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he wrote a lot of great piano music, and this is one that really caught on throughout the centuries. So we're doing that, and
here it says I'm looking at it. I love it. You need to go to northstatesymphony.org and look. It's beautifully descripted here mm-hmm. on one of the things talking about Liszt. How do you say it?
Liszt.
Okay. There's no Z in there, but you don't say the Z.
You just say
Liszt.
Yeah. I'm making a shopping list.
Mixed authentic Hungarian tunes with similar melodies of his own making, then put them in the style of the Romani players he had become familiar with, by visiting gypsy encampments. What's not hot about that? Now, what do you want to rip his clothes off, you know? All right, so we're going to talk about that a little bit more, but we are going to have to be up for a break. We're talking with Scott Seaton, who has been the Chosen for 4 years and will remain, I'm sure, happily here in Reading. We're so happy to have you heading up the whole North Sea Symphony in Chico and here. Masterworks 3, which is, of course, the four segments through the year of what we – and let's talk a little bit. We're pushing February, but let's also talk about what's going to be next after this. Soloistic Sensations featuring Eric Whitmer on marimba and Ching Lee on piano. We have to talk a little bit more about this one, gentlemen.
Yes.
We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back. 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV team is sheer and radio personality Bass and Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Kids will love the live trap pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day in demos at Bill's Bass Fin Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, Shasta District Fair and Event Center, March 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Reading Distributing. See you there.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Scott.
You got it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm just practicing my conducting in here.
And there is a conductor school.
There is a conductor
school. Right? Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, too many of them.
7:49 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark is out there to assist you. She was there during the car fire and the campfire. She was there during the snows. She was out on the road all the time helping people. She is one fine lady, and the people that work for her are just outstanding. Give her a call, 223-226-8350, or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We're here with Scott Seaton, the conductor of the North State Symphony. And you, there are conductor schools, and you said too many. What's that mean?
Well, I mean, I think there are too many conductors nowadays. But
too many conductors.
Oh, yeah. No,
does anybody think they can be a conductor, really?
Not everybody, but it's a calling. Wouldn't you say it's a calling? Like,
yeah. I mean, for me it was.
But they don't understand. I mean, the only thing people see is a guy comes up, stands up, he's moving his hands, he's pointing, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody finishes at the same time, everybody's happy. But there's so much more to it, though.
Oh, there's a lot that goes into that. I mean, you can break down both jobs of conductor and music director, and you can list all the things that they uh-huh. do. But, you know, conducting is almost more of a psychological profession than a what you see us do, because we are not just using our hands, we are using every fiber of our being, our eyes, our eyebrows, our energies to communicate whatever musical points we're trying to get across. So to get 70 people on the same page is not an easy thing.
I know. That's what I'm trying to point out to people. This is more than just people just waving their hands or by finishing at the same time. No, this is something. And you said even my eyebrows. I mean, raise my eyebrows, which tells people, okay, let's just pick it up a little bit here. You know, but they've got to learn what you're doing
exactly.
and who you are.
So they learn your body language.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a total immersion into this. I mean, if you're listening the whole time, you've got to be able to, you know, every piece, every cello, every violin, and you've got to be able to pick it up or slow it down.
Yeah. You know, there's a famous video out there on YouTube and wherever that everyone knows the name Leonard Bernstein.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
He has a video. He really exemplified what conducting is.
We have a copy of that, by the way.
Yeah, we love it. Okay, go ahead.
This video is him conducting a movement of a Haydn symphony with, I think, the New York Philharmonic or Vienna mm-hmm. Philharmonic. And he starts them with his hands and then finishes the entire movement with only his eyes and his eyebrows, you know, or his face, basically. So you really see what conducting is all about when you watch this video, because every character, every emotion that the music is conveying, you see first in his face. And it's just one of the most amazing things. So
a question I have would be, okay, for you as a conductor, it would be like being a, you know, for instance, February, let's get to the February program, the artists Eric Whitmer and Chang Li that are the guest artists for the February performances, mm-hmm. they've had a chance to rehearse with you and the symphony.
They start rehearsing with us Friday night, the day before the first concert.
Okay, so they'll get a little bit of your energy. What happens if you have a guest conductor mm-hmm. and the orchestra has never played or never been in with this guest conductor? Mm-hmm. Does that happen? Is that a common?
All the time. Yeah.
So that's the first time they've got to read this guy mm-hmm. for the first time. That's got to be interesting.
Yeah, it is. And it's the difference between a short-term process and a long-term process. When a guest conductor comes in front of an orchestra, it's they're making music for those few days, that week. And then, you know, they can forget about each other. The orchestra adapts. Hopefully this, you know, person, he or she, can communicate well enough that they can read each other. But a music director, you know, they build the orchestra over a long period of time, mm-hmm. and the orchestra gets so well at reading the music director that it's all about the micro nuance. It's right. about the flick of the fingers or the raising of the eye. You know, it's about the little things that I think they get used to over a longer period of time. Guest conductors can get away with a lot because right. it's just they come in, they go out, and they can do whatever they want
right.
to. But music directors have to be much more careful about how they approach the process.
Yeah. So you're like the chef, and you've got all these, you know, people helping you prepare a fabulous dish.
Exactly.
A fabulous meal, a fabulous experience, a fabulous...
It's funny that you say the word chef, because in French and German, in French, it's chef d'orchestre is the
conductor. Really?
In German, it's chef dirigeant. So it's something along that line. So it translates similarly both to like the chef in a kitchen and...
how you create the nuances.
You take your ingredients, and the ingredients are the musicians in the orchestra, and you're trying to blend them together and balance certain things and pull out the little things that might not have been known otherwise. And that's what makes a good meal is, oh, wow, did you taste this particular thing? And that's what, you know, as individuals, we walk away from a performance with this one idea, and we're all affected differently by it.
Well, one of the wonderful things that you do and the North State Symphony offers when you come to a performance at the Cascade, with Scott being the conductor, is he'll come out the hour before the performance, which is so educational because then you'll describe or explain the work, the pieces, and what they mean and the time. So it's really educational.
Yeah. I take, you know, 30 minutes, an hour before the show, and take you sort of on the what I think are the most important things you need to know to go through this musical oral journey together. So, you know, we touch on some things. You get some sort of historical background on some pieces. And I even play a few clips on YouTube so you can see and actually hear some of the spots you're going to hear. And so you can have a basis. And especially if the work is unfamiliar to you, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's where I heard that.
Awesome. And that'll, like you said, you were talking about the earlier piece that's been on cartoons that we grew up with. So
right.
It'll be like when that shows up now and you'll see that or hear that. Oh, so it just opens up a whole new knowledge, which is really interesting. Let's talk a little bit. We do have tickets to give away for North State Symphony. The performances, again, are going to be on February 23rd in Chico and Sunday, February 24th. I'm going to take calls now for two tickets, 605-4567. The producers are standing by to take your call if you would like to make the either one. I'm sure, you know, Reading is a little easier for you to make, but that's at the Cascade Theater, and that's Sunday, February 24th at 2 p.m. Also, you were talking about the car fire, something about tickets with, what were you saying about?
For all those that have been affected by these two terrible things that have happened to the North State in the past several months, we want to make sure that you have access to community through music. And so we're making sure that you can get to our concerts with no stresses. So all you have to do is go to the North State Symphony website, and you'll find out how to do that, how to go to each respective box office. And there's a special code you can ask for, and then you'll get tickets. So our musical experience is on us. You know, you, your musical experience is on us this time, because we want to make sure that you get through this with us.
So let's talk a little bit quickly about your piano player, Chung Lee, who is coming in out of Eureka to guest solo or with the symphony. Were you there when he auditioned?
I was there for all of our amazing young artist auditions, and he played just incredibly. And after it was done, we found a piece that would be appropriate for him to play, and he picked this very powerful, lush concerto by Prokofiev, and it's one of the shorter ones. It's only about 10-15 minutes long, and it really shows what he's capable of. I mean, it's very virtuosic. It's, you know, it's all over the place, and it's exactly what you think that type of music should be. I mean, it's just very melodic, very expansive, and it's got its sort of very notey, pointed moments where he's, you know, shooting for the next thing, and then those moments where he's just kind of hanging out and just enjoying this theme as it's happening. So,
well, thank you, Scott Seaton, for being with us. Scott Seaton, our North State Symphony conductor, and we are promoting the show that's called Soloist, the Masterwork, Soloist Sensations, with the stars of that show, Eric Whitmer and Chang Lee, our guest soloists, as we will. And we, congratulations, Sherry, you won those two tickets. I'll have those at the front desk for you at 1326 Market Street. We look forward to seeing you again, Scott. We'll talk about the fourth of the season. of the fourth show of the season. It's always a pleasure to have you on KCNR 1460.
Always great to be here.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back at the 8 o'clock, after the 8 o'clock hour, and hang in there. KCNR 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump taking to Twitter this morning, accusing the New York Times of false reporting. The Times reporting the president tried to interfere in an investigation of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. The president's words, the press has never been more dishonest than it is today. Stories are written that have absolutely no basis in fact. The White House seeking a big payback from California.
The Trump administration plans to cancel $929 million awarded for the high-speed rail project. The California Governor Gavin Newsom says he plans to scale back. In addition, the administration wants California to return to the federal government $2.5 billion already spent on the project. California filed on behalf of 16 states the legal challenge to President Trump's emergency declaration to pay for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Newsom calls the administration clawback move, political retribution by the president, and he vows to fight for the money. I'm Mike Rossia.
President Trump saying he's in no big hurry for North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons, stressing that he is not setting any kind of deadline.
I'd just like to see ultimately denuclearization of North Korea. I think we will see that ultimately. I have no pressing time schedule.
Russian President Putin warning the U.S. against deploying new missiles in Europe. Putin delivering his State of the Nation address earlier today. From the Midwest into the East, another big winter storm disrupting travel both on the ground and in the air. And many parts of the South seeing another day of heavy rain.
But there are either flood or flash flood watches still in effect for southwest West Virginia, most of Kentucky, most of Tennessee, portions of Mississippi, Alabama, and northwest Georgia.
National Weather Service forecaster David Roth. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up about 4 points. The S&P 500 index ahead 2. The NASDAQ Composite Index currently 19 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race. Two brothers share an unbreakable bond, but life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
When you lose your way, how do you find hope?
Why is this so hard?
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Three countries have traveled to the moon. Israel would like to become the fourth. We get the latest from the Media Line's Charles B. Blazer.
Israel is hoping to become the fourth country after the United States, the former Soviet Union, and China to land a spacecraft on the moon. The unmanned $100 million Bereshit, named after the first chapter of the Hebrew Bible, is set to launch Thursday night from Cape Canaveral. If successful, it will be the first privately funded probe to make a lunar landing, and at 350 pounds will be the smallest and cheapest ever to reach the closest celestial body to Earth. The craft will initially hitch a ride on a SpaceX Falcon 9 commercial rocket before detaching and beginning a 7-week journey ending April 11th. Bereshit will measure magnetic fields to help scientists study how the moon was formed about 4.5 billion years ago. I'm Charles B. Blazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Senator Elizabeth Warren proposing a big tax hike to pay for universal child care.
The proposal from the Massachusetts senator and 2020 presidential candidate would limit families' child care expenses to 7% of their income, no matter how many children they have in care. Analysts at Moody's Analytics say the plan would cost taxpayers $70 billion a year to be paid for through a wealth tax on assets above $50 million. But as Warren and the other Democrats go to war against what she calls the rich guys, they also have to try and stave off the president's claim that they're trying to turn the U.S. into a socialist country. Bob Agnew reporting.
It's day two of the West Virginia teacher strike, even though the demands that prompted the walkout have been met. The Republican-led House did vote to indefinitely table an education reform bill that the teachers' unions oppose, but the unions have called for the strike to continue today just to be sure that the bill doesn't resurface. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 and 30 seconds after the hour. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion in community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today's weather, 50% chance of showers. I thought it was going to like start drizzling there, but it looks like it's clearing up a little. Mostly cloudy with a high near 51, light and variable wind coming north around 5 miles per hour. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. And Saturday, a chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 51. Our real chance of showers really starts kind of rolling in on Sunday and starts clearing up on Monday night. And so your weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that assists people with their problems with gas, and especially in the rebuilds of their homes. Shasta Gas Propane will provide a 120-gallon tank to you, and so you don't have to keep going out and refilling your 7-gallon tanks. So if you've got like an RV or a trailer out there and you're in the midst of that rebuilding, Shasta Gas Propane. Now, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning. Hello, Nick, good morning.
Thank you. I'm here.
Okay, I'm here too. Good morning.
Is Sheriff Tom there?
He's standing right here.
I'm right here, Nick.
Oh, right. Thanks for letting me ask you a question so early because I hate to interrupt the subject matter. Tom, I'm wondering if somebody gets picked up for carrying a pistol and he doesn't have a concealed carry, is that a felony?
No, it's a misdemeanor, although the legislature has tried to make it a felony, yes.
That answers my question. Thank you so much. I understood it was a felony with no provision to drop it down, so I'm glad I got the opportunity to ask you. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Thanks, Nick. Okay, I was running around when you asked that. What was that question again?
You want to know if a person is caught carrying a concealed firearm, if that's a misdemeanor or a felony, and it's a misdemeanor.
If you have a concealed carry permit, you have to have the pistol registered?
Well, technically, it's registered when it's on the permit because it's in the concealed weapon database.
Right. Okay. So, but it could be something like you'd inherited from your folks or something like that.
Right. And I always recommend if somebody inherited a firearm from their parents, they may not want to use it for concealed carry. Could be a little bit dated and not used to today's ammunition and pressures. But on the other hand, it holds a lot of sentimental value, and they wouldn't want to perhaps see it stolen or lost or anything like that.
That's why I carry that Walker Colt as my concealed carry. It's 7 pounds. It's 14 inches long, and it's a cap and ball. So when I fire it, I mean, everybody knows. I mean, it's like,
so for the non-firearms people, that's a classic revolver
1850.
Firearm. Yes.
Hey,
another classic would be a Peacemaker, but those are pretty spendy, too, nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays. So, good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Very good.
Some of the newest laws that have come out. Let's just jump right into guns right away, the Second Amendment.
Okay.
Because and I taught another class this weekend, and I ask them all the time, why'd you take this class? And it's changed over the years, and now it's kind of changing back again. It changed from my right and Second Amendment to, I'm trying to protect myself, my family. And now I'm trying to protect myself and my family, but it's also, I have the right to do this. And if I don't exercise this right, it may be taken away. Or I'm doing it now because the state could take this away from me, the fear like that.
And all those things are very true. Number one is, of course, self-protection, self-defense, and the protection of others. But the other part is we're seeing our Second Amendment rights eroded away every legislative session, especially at the state level. But we do see it at the federal level, and, of course, there's new cries by the Democrats on the federal side for a lot more gun legislation, most of which, if not all, will do nothing to reduce violent crime or violent criminals. They always address mainly the law-abiding citizen, and then they never address the criminal or those individuals with mental illness.
And that's the thing, too, is you talk about, you know, all these shootings from people. They all have got those guns legally. And so then the next step, of course, will be, well, then we just have to take these guns. Well, so are you going to punish 99% of the people that are gun owners that are good people for the 1%?
The ideology of some of the legislators, the answer would be yes, because they don't see any end to that. And there was a cry for national universal background checks. Some states do not do that, especially with private purchase. Some do the NICS check, which is the National Instant Check System. But not all does the private party transfer like California does. To do it legally, you have to go through a dealer.
Mm-hmm. What about, new laws that are affecting us starting in January? I mean, the biggest one, and let me throw this one out, the biggest one, of course, is how your concealed carry has changed.
That was a big one. The legislature enacted, the governor enacted a new law where concealed weapons carrier has to now qualify on the range. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I believe all the instructors in at least Shasta County did on their own.
I just can't believe how you could give somebody a concealed carry license and not at least have seen them on the range.
Right.
You know, make them at least demonstrate they know how to unload the firearm.
The law never did require that. Now, as far as loading or unloading, some firearms instructors may not be on the range, but they covered it before for nomenclature and then also for the safety, safe handling.
Yeah.
But now the qualifications. And we set up qualifications. Every sheriff or chief of police or those that issue have to have a qualification course. Now, they're going to vary statewide.
They really do.
Here in Shasta County, you have to fire 4 volleys of 5 and get that into what we call the 9 ring on a silhouette target. We call it a B-27 target or equivalent. And so that means
that's 7 yards.
That's 7 yards, 21 feet into the 9 ring, which is roughly 9 by 12 in area.
It's your chest cavity.
Yeah, and that's 20 rounds, and you have to get 16 out of those 20 into mm-hmm. that area.
Yeah, we just finished this last weekend. And, you know, when we first started that, I thought, how hard is this going to be? But I have people, as you know, those little 2.5-inch
revolvers.
When I say 2.5-inch, I mean the barrel length. Those are always tough to shoot, but yet I'm seeing, and usually women carry them because they're lighter, easier to use.
They are, and I like to go out and visit the classes, especially on the range.
They were all qualifying.
But, most of the time, in checking with the instructors in a group, they usually have one or two people that have some difficulty qualifying, and those are usually with the revolvers because they have a very stiff or hard double-action trigger pull. So roughly maybe in a class of 20, 30, one or two.
Yeah, that's a big rule. Another rule, of course, is you can't buy a long gun or any type of gun under the age of 21 with few exceptions.
That's correct. It used to be a person could not buy a handgun younger than 21. And then this last year they enacted where it goes to long guns, rifles or shotguns now. It has to be 21 years or older. With the exception of if you have a hunting license, you're in the military, some other exemptions.
That part there, and when I heard that, I just, you know, that thought, oh, here we go. But those exemptions, even though that I think that depending on the individual, I mean, Oregon is trying to, they're trying to pass a law that says you can vote when you're 16.
Yeah.
You can't smoke till you're 21.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then they're also, Oregon's trying to enact a law where you cannot buy more than 20 rounds of ammunition at one time.
I saw that.
So pistol ammunition, the smallest you can buy it is at 25 rounds. Rifle ammunition is at usually 20 round minimums.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to enact, be more restrictive, and make a 5-round capacity magazine for semi-automatics versus usually 10 rounds is what a lot of the nation is, has been looking at. So that's
this will
not
continue to go on.
It will. And I think you see it almost competing, whether it be Oregon, New York, and California competing against each other for some of the most restrictive gun rights in the nation.
Yeah. It's not weird how they're going to fight to see who's, see which state can take more rights away from their citizens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I always encourage people to be informed. You've had the executive director of Gun Owners of California, Sam Paredes, on here a number of times.
Yeah. And we'll, have him, we'll have him back again.
And by phone. The California Rifle Pistol Association is always representing firearms owners and, of course, the National Rifle Association.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We're with Sheriff Tom DeCinco, the, you know what, the Second Amendment sheriff.
Thank you.
I tell you what, you don't appreciate this. You start talking to people. We have people from San Francisco come up for our classes.
Last weekend.
And that last week, you know, a bunch of them came up. They RV'd up. They come up because one of the women took a class with
one of the wives.
One of the wives with Girls with Guns.
Mm-hmm.
And Ted taught down there for that.
In Red Bluff.
And then all of them came up.
And the husbands came.
Husbands came. We put them through the CCW classes and advanced classes. But the thing about it is, listen to them talk about it from down there. It's horrendous how, you know, their rights have just been stomped on down
Basically,
there.
Basically, you can't get a permit in the city of San Francisco, county of San Francisco, down there. I believe the county has either one or two. And then the police department, which is the main jurisdictional agency for the county because it takes up all the jurisdictional area there, has maybe 130 total. I spoke to a lieutenant down there. But he cannot even recall issuing a new permit in the last 5 years. He's been assigned to that unit for 5 years and can't recall issuing a permit.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial Needs Under One Roof. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Judy Maxwell knows what she's talking about. She delivers on what she says she's going to deliver on. She helps all the families that have been impacted by Camp Car Fire. The snow has caused a lot of damage. If you have any questions at all, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. It's 8:17 in the morning. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Listen close to what I say. Don't try and take my guns away.
Is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do, travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement. Make retirement the best time of your life. Don't wing it. Plan for it. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement with Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement.
Assemblyman Brian Downey is tough on illegal immigration.
As Assembly Republican leader, I led the fight to ban sanctuary cities that protect undocumented criminals.
Brian Downey opposed the liberal agenda to make it easier for the undocumented criminals to break our laws and get away with it.
Stop this politically correct nonsense.
Let's put California first and end illegal immigration. As Republican leader, Brian Downey was tough on taxes and tough on liberals.
I was 100% rated by the California Taxpayers Association. Stopped a $400 billion government takeover of health care and killed billions in new taxes and protected Proposition 13.
Brian Downey, the unanimous choice of conservatives to lead Republicans in the state assembly. Endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters. 100% rated by the California Police Chiefs Association. A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian Downey, Reagan Republican for State Senate. Brian Downey, he's on our side. Paid for by Brian Downey for State Senate 2019.
Real people, real winners. Winter is here, and it's snowing cold hard cash. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Snowfall of Cash Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or $10,000 in cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 8 p.m. gives you the chance to win three game pieces for free slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or $10,000 in cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Final drawing Thursday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Remember to join us every Monday for Military Monday Serve a Soldier with our 15% discount on Element's Increased Side Pub and Grill food for all veterans. Receive $11 free slot play along with a Military Monday card at the River Club. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Wednesday morning, the 20th of February. 8:21 in the morning. Again, a little update on the weather. It is currently 40 degrees. We may have a chance of showers tonight with our lows of 37. Thursday calls for a high of 54, Friday 55, mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday, chance of rain with our high of 51 and our lows of 38. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome.
Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, one of the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California in over 41 counties. Most complete CCW type of training you're going to find. Give them a call at 999-1822, or go online to usgunpro.com. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko at 8:22 in the morning, on line 605-4567, if you have a question for the sheriff. And the question that came across the chat room before we get into the snow and the damage is, what happened to that tax effort or to add a quarter cent, a half cent, or a cent tax on the help at the jail? Did that thing just die?
No. In fact, our new supervisor, Joe Clemente, supervisor for District 1, that's one of his main campaign platforms. And then on the first day that he was on the board, mentioned that he wants to get a countywide tax going, countywide being just not only the unincorporated areas of
the
counties,
incorporated.
But the incorporated for all the cities, Sheriff's
sure.
Lake, Redding, and Anderson. And that would also go towards the jail, and then he wanted to make it within the public safety system for probation, district attorney, public defender, and Reading Police Department.
What about firefighters?
He had not mentioned firefighters on that.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with
but,
that.
But
at least somebody's doing
it something. It is still there. He's still, and he wanted to make a specific tax, which means it would have to be approved by the voters at 66 2/3, which is a very high mark to make.
Oh, no.
And very difficult.
I think people might be surprised that if they knew for sure the tax was going to be used for public safety and everything else, you might have a shot at getting that 2/3. I think you'd have a probably pretty good shot at it if they knew that you took out the personalities of whoever was in office.
That has a lot to do with it, and it has also a lot to do if the idea or the initiative comes from government, mm-hmm. or if it comes from the public through
sure.
a grassroots effort.
And I think, too, is if you sunset it.
That's another.
You need to sunset it. Say 5 years.
Another key component. Of course, in 5 years or name the date.
Yeah.
You have to have revenue that have been generated to back that up. Now, with, of course, the car fire here, we're seeing a reduction in revenues due to property taxes. But I know that also Assemblyman Brian Daly has an initiative, a bill in the legislature to have the state help compensate the counties, Shasta County, for loss of that revenue of property taxes due to the fire damage.
You know, the it's we're always, always, always in the middle of this cost of, you know, for payment for these. I thought there'd be, I saw that everybody's on the hook to get rid of all these trees and everything that had fallen in the city of Redding in your yard. I mean, you clear them out, put them on the street. I thought, you know, waste management could come through. I talked to you about, hey, are there crews available? And you were looking into that, but it seems like everybody just said, oh, to hell with it. And it's just all gone. And it's gone. So I think that maybe it's not a big thing, but I'm still concerned about elderly and disabled and those types. You know, is there a concerted effort, or how do we make sure that they're helped?
Some of it is the ability or inability for government to utilize government tax dollars on private property for clearing of that. Within the penal code, it is allowed that we can use inmate labor on private property. Mm-hmm. But then you still have some, you know, liability. And I don't know about you, but I think most people, even if they need the assistance, probably would not want to have inmates working on their property. I always worry about, do the inmates come back and maybe burglarize the home or something, seeing maybe there's only one person there or they're vulnerable.
Yeah, that's a thought.
That's a concern. Yeah. I know that the state prison, the Sugar Pine Conservation Camp that's just east of town off of 299, they were doing a lot of work on public property, clearing areas. Mm-hmm. And one, they were started to clear a public park. And their fire crew chiefs and stuff said, no, wait a minute, this is not essential services, the park. We'll go and clean off streets and everything and down trees and not in a park.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Well, what about damage, Tom? You know, Linda was talking to you about it during the break about what Shasta County looks like.
Well, we've been through it since the major snowmageddon.
We go from one extreme to the other. Of course, we have the fires this last summer with Carr, Hertz, and Delta.
Firenados is
down. 3 months of hell.
And then we have snowmageddon, as a lot of people are calling it. Which was a record, you know, not a big amount of snow for people that are used to snow areas.
In Iowa, they giggle at this.
Yeah, but here the city is not, and the county is not really built for snow with the power lines and the trees. But anyway, had a lot of damage, both to trees, but a lot to structures, with trees into cars, collapsed carports, some trees into homes up in Lakehead here in Shasta County down the Redding area.
Yeah, we had them here on our street. I was blocked in because half of a tree kind of split off, hit our carport, and then draped over where I had to drive out of. We couldn't get out of there. We finally took it down with tree saws, you know, those extended ones, and a chainsaw.
A lot of people, a lot of the trees around here, of course, were fortunate they were in dormant stage with no leaves on them, but the ones that really had a lot of damage were the live oak trees that maintained their leaves all year long, and then they get a wet snow, heavy snow here, and they were just breaking right and left.
Snapping. Have you seen any cypress? What do they call those trees, honey? Those real tall, thin trees, you know?
Italian cypress.
Italian cypresses. Mm-hmm. If you look at a lot of these Italian cypresses around town, they will, instead of being that point at the top, they are been split open. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I haven't noticed it, but it makes sense because all of their branches kind of point upward.
Yeah.
And then the snow gets in between them and starts weighting it down, then just pull them apart.
It split them, and it looks like a Dr. Seuss character.
You know what? We did have our guy come and clean up some of the trees, but I was in the front of our house the other day and looked back and realized there are still – you can't get to them until you have a tree expert crawling up. But we've got broken branches hanging down on the trees in our front, like two trees in the front.
I pulled some down the other day.
Yeah. And that's important if you've had a damaged tree, it might be worth the investment in the money for a tree professional come out, do some of the cleanup, but cut back the tree to where it can
Let's talk about that.
Move forward.
Talk about that, Tom. A state of emergency for a county.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people have been, you know, at 605-4567, if you want to call in and tell the sheriff what you've been telling me about these tree cleaning services. These guys are, first of all, they're booked, and their prices have gone up. And one of them said, well, if this is an emergency, I can add $3,000 to your bill, and I'll come out there today. Now, when if it's just, you know, we asked if, you know, since it's a county state of emergency, can people do that?
No, because you had the district attorney on here during
the fire season.
Because you have to watch for price gouging for contractors.
Yeah.
And during an emergency, they cannot raise their rates more
than 10%. Even if it's a county?
Mm-hmm, because it's a state of emergency.
Okay.
And I have to look at that.
I would think then it's maybe the district attorney needs to take a look at some of these tree services. Not all of them, of course, but some of these tree services, they've just bumped their prices.
And with the tree service, just because you have all-around tree service sticker on your door does not mean they're a licensed contractor. So make sure they're a licensed contractor, an arborist, that they know how to care for trees.
Right.
And then also that they have insurance, both liability and workers' compensation. Because if somebody gets... Joe Schmo, apology to all the Joes out there.
And
Joe and Schmo's come out and they say, hey, I'll trim up your yard for you. And they get injured. Then they can sue you for your homeowner's liability insurance and workers' compensation issues. And they're not licensed. So you don't want to have that happen to you.
No, you got to have make sure that they're all.
We got to take a break. All right. So we're going to talk more about the snow when we get back. This is Casey and our 1460, and do we have a portion of the show is brought to you by?
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Head on in there. I was in there yesterday. They go by appointments now. Works really, really good. You still can go in there early if you want to. Catch up on all your reading. I caught up with Western Horseman. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. That's right. Man's last stronghold. You want to go in there and get your hair, styled? Yeah, here's styling. Butch wax. That's it. So you can have, if you want it styled, okay, we can do that if you like butch wax. All right. We'll be right back with with Sheriff Tom
Pacinko. Yeah,
and there's some questions here, like, where's the in custody online? It's down. What happened to mugshots.com? That used to be a great time for everybody on Monday morning. We'll be right back.
You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV Tina Shear and radio personality Bass and Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, Trapped, and more. Kids will love the live trout pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bass Fin Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at Crown Motors NorCal Boats Sport and RV Show, Shasta District Fair and Event Center, March 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Reading Distributing. See you there.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
If you'll prove it and then give you FM radio.
It's raining down. You want to know why I love living in Nashville?
Yeah. Courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
8:35 in the morning. Hey, Toby. 41 degrees. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, phone lines here, 605-4567. We have Sheriff Tom Basenko here. And here's the big question. This is what has everybody fired up. What happened to mugshots.com?
It was a branch removal.
Mugshot.com was its own business entity.
Okay.
And so it was never part of the sheriff's office or part of the jail. And they don't know if they went away. We also had mugshots online for the jail.
What about that?
That was sheriff's office. And then due to some changes in our computer system, the mugshot part didn't talk to the other part and would require upgrading and to a substantial cost. Now, since then, in October, we kicked off a new computer system with Reading PD, Anderson PD, and the sheriff's office. And then in January, just last month, we kicked off the same company, but a new computer system for jail management system within the jail. And for those that visit the jail website, the alpha list, those that are in custody, is down right now because of talking to the new software. So they're making a bridge or a link to where we can get those alphas back online.
A patch.
And that goes, you know, there's always bumps in the road with new operating systems and new computer systems.
So you're saying
we
are going to be able to see the mugshots?
Not the mugshots, but at least get the alpha list back. Now, the problem with mugshots.com, though, it really wasn't accurate. Sometimes they had the wrong name with the mugshot.
Yeah.
Sometimes even the wrong gender. And then if a person had the money, they could pay $25 and take their mugshot off.
Right.
And so that's really not right either.
Okay.
Extorting money out of people.
The other thing, but when you all had yours up, they had the right names and all that stuff.
Ours did.
Yours
did.
Yes. And that's what I think that, you know, I think that was a big thing people did on Monday morning while they were drinking their coffee. You know, let's see who I know that's got picked up this weekend.
Now, within the jail, we're going to make it a little bit easier, both for the jail staff and for the inmates and their families for visiting. We're going to be kicking off video visitation so they could visit from home or
Skype them in.
Very similar to Skype, but it's a secure, it can be monitored. Sure. The inmates don't have access to the internet, but they can do that. So if they had a friend or a loved one in New York, they could still visit with that person. That's still an important part for them to stay connected with family.
But that is, and it's also something of a privilege they don't want to lose.
That is a huge one.
You could hold that one over them.
That visitation is huge for people that are in custody.
Do you have conjugal visits?
No. No, the prisons do.
Not that you know of, huh?
Well, not that we know of. Yeah, that's correct. But no, the prisons do have that, but not jails.
Not jails, okay. Well, but you've got people in there 4 or 5 years.
In fact, there were just some people that were convicted of killing their child.
Did you see that?
They've been in since 2014, 4 years.
I saw that this morning.
So they've been in jail for 4 years, but they're obviously in different wings.
Obviously. And then they'll be going off to prison here soon. They just got convicted, and they'll be sentencing and going off to prison.
That's just horrible. I'm sure drug-induced.
Don't know.
We'll never know about that. We'll never know if that's drug-induced. They could just be
horrible.
Horrible. They could just be horrible people.
Yeah.
This thing about no bail,
mm-hmm.
Is bail. That kicked in yet?
That part of it has. The part of no bail, and you have to... No more cash bail.
No, the story is that they took away the requirement and left it up to the judge of whether somebody has to have bail. And it's
that went away partially because there was enough signatures gathered to put that on hold for the bail part. So they'll see that coming up as an initiative in the 2020 election.
Yeah, we got behind that with Holly, and that was
there was another part that if a person is arrested for a misdemeanor, the maximum amount of time that we could hold a person is 12 hours.
Well, that sucks.
So if a person got arrested, say, on a Friday evening, they have to they get evaluated and then only can be held for 12 hours for a misdemeanor. And that could include public or DUI, but that includes vandalisms, misdemeanor assaults, and other misdemeanor crimes.
What about throwing 150 Well, baseball-sized rocks out into the road. What is that called?
Well, that depends on how you can also charge them with a felony if they were hit a vehicle with that, caused injury. So there's some other code sections. You could probably get a felony out of that.
I'm talking about the lady after the weekend.
You know,
but she's well-known, isn't she? I swear I've seen her picture before.
I'm sure you probably have. Was obviously, I think she was intoxicated.
Oh.
And then, but if you can imagine, if you're traveling anywhere from 25 to 60 miles an hour and a baseball sized rock, several pounds, hits your windshield, that's going to kill somebody.
Yep. That surely will get your attention.
Mm-hmm. And, or just throwing it and hitting somebody in the head or something like that. If it was close by, they're going to get injured.
With the violence that we're seeing, this uptick on violence, Again, maybe it's my imagination because I look at Siskiyou County, too,
mm-hmm.
and Tehama County. And between the three of us up there, I know we've had three in the last 2 weeks, you said.
Yep.
And I know they've had a couple. It just seems like that, we're getting into gunfights out there.
Getting into gunfights, you're seeing, like I said, within the last 3 weeks, just within the county jurisdiction, we've had three homicides. And then we had an officer-involved shooting in mm-hmm. Redding. And then we saw there was a shooting down in Tama County a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then, of course, some homicides as well. And it does appear that there is getting to be more violence like that. And sometimes it's just a fluke. Maybe you might go 1 year with no homicides, and other times you have a big uptick.
And we say that. But we have gone.
But even...
It seems like in the last couple of years we haven't seen that.
And you're seeing, I think... Number one, I think more attention gets drawn to it with the news media coverage and social media. But we are seeing, you look in the national news, too, of crimes of people getting killed and murdered. And
I don't even look at Chicago anymore.
Chicago, on usually a holiday weekend, they can have anywhere from 30 to 60 homicides a weekend.
A weekend. You know what? When we were in combat, hundreds of incidents a day. With our boys and girls there in Iraq and Afghanistan, it was safer for them to be outside the wire in gunfights than it was for them between the ages of 18 and 24 to walk down their home streets of Chicago.
And then
they had a much better chance of not being shot.
And in Chicago, sometimes it's criminal on criminal, bad guy on bad guy.
Yeah.
But then the unfortunate part is innocents getting caught in the crossfire and getting killed. They had children being killed and other civilians getting killed because of the violence between the criminals.
Here's a comment that
come in from the chat room.
Oh yeah, RPD charges criminals with
misdemeanors. They're referring to
with felonies, so they can keep them longer and get more bail. But I think what you're saying
you just can't arbitrarily do that. You have to have the probable cause to arrest for a felony, And then it could what we refer in the business as a wobbler. So a crime can either be charged as a felony or misdemeanor, and they could be arrested on a felony, and then the district attorney reviews the case and can decide to charge as a misdemeanor. Or later the judge could reduce it to misdemeanor, or through the plea bargaining process it can be reduced as well.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. You know, Tom, I want to talk about your funding. Your I know that with the drop in city, you know, county taxes, but you already said Dally's trying to do something about that. But the your staffing levels, your guys are covering territory the size of three eastern states.
Sometimes, like in eastern Shasta County, the Bernie Intermountain area, you could have maybe a deputy or two on duty. Responsible for about 1,600 square miles.
And the question on something like that, you might as well be on the res down on the Navajo res in Arizona and New Mexico, mm-hmm. because you've got, that's about what they're, you know, it's what they're carrying. So the question is backup. And when your guys are out there by themselves, middle of nowhere in some of these areas, you know, what are the plans that you have for backup to be able to help these guys when it could be, something could be an hour away? But let's talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Not only can they fix your heaters and sell you heaters, they can deliver the kerosene to your heaters. And one of the things about if you have a kerosene heater is it works.
Well, one of our girlfriends that has, 5 acres up in the hill on the way up to Mount Shasta, electricity was out. How she kept herself heated was through her kerosene heater.
Yeah. And these are the type of people, you know, at SST Oil that make sure that they take care of their customers and others. Been in the business 51 years. They deliver gas, oil, kerosene, diesel all over, not only California, but this whole area out here, the whole region out here, making sure that people will have what they need. Not only that, they have these CFN cards that are good in 59,000 different gas stations. Think about that, 59,000. We use it. It gives you a monthly update of who's using it, how much there are, where they're at, all of these things. It really helps if you're in a business like this. Okay, SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. They're always looking for good employees. Always looking for good employees. It's an employee-owned business. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko, 8:46 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phones.
But then General Santa Ana sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Redding and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do, travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement. Make retirement the best time of your life. Don't wing it. Plan for it. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement with Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, 850 in the morning, 41 degrees. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. And Ashley is in a no-win situation because I tell her, look, when you turn on the music, turn me on at the same time. Turn on my, but then she said, well, yes. However, I did that, and you said, why are you turning on the music? Because I was still talking about something else. And Ashley goes, well, okay. So I go in there again. I said, why aren't you turning it on? She says, I follow my last order first.
That's great.
So now I just look over there, and I see her waving, and I know I can talk.
Yep. If we're making eye contact and I point at you, your mic is open.
Yeah, but see, the way this glare is, yeah, the only thing I can see is a hand.
Right. That's all you need to see. You don't need to see my eyebrows.
I don't.
Yeah, right.
Not
like Scott Seaton as a conductor. Look at my face, my facial expressions. So Ashley Esses, of course, our wonderful, head producer now and taking Bob's place. And if Consuma Klein was on this morning as well, wonderful news hour, and she's
hello,
also. Yeah, and we love the fact that, we have a great team on. We have a great team. Diane, just shout out to her team, Jennifer, Jared, and Bob is back and forth. He's not
Connor?
Gone yet. Connor Sutton, yeah.
Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom
Man
Fonseca.
Going places.
What do you want to finish up with today, Tom?
Well, we were talking about the snow earlier. And then,
right.
There's still some people out there that have not received power yet, but rest assured that Pacific Gas and Electric is doing everything they can to get the power restored. They actually called in and had to reallocate resources from Sierra County, who got a big dump of snow on them also and had some damage, and they reallocated resources here to the North State, and then called in, very similar to law enforcement mutual aid, to other utility companies. And mm-hmm. I know there was a utility companies from other states coming here, one as far away as I was aware of Utah, sending in trucks to work here, and they set up a base camp down at the fairgrounds. We, of course, had that local emergency. We opened up warming centers and evacuation centers for some people that couldn't stay at their homes. So be patient. They're trying to get everything restored. And, of course, safety is the key concern. And then sometimes they look at population density. How can they restore the maximum amount of customers? So if you're at the very end of a line and maybe have some problems, they may not be able to get you restored right away. I heard REU on the other night, day, and the same thing in the county. If somebody has damaged their house or electrical box, that's their responsibility to get that repaired before they get the power turned back on at your residence. So, but be assured the utility companies are doing everything they can to get power back.
When you're out there, how about for you guys on patrol, you guys and girls on patrol? We know that they can cover up to 1,600 square miles mm-hmm. of driving. So when you get something like this, what happens?
A lot of times the men and women of the sheriff's office, public safety, law enforcement, are still out there working. They are mainly handling emergency calls and priority calls for service in that heavy snow time, so we don't get our folks in an accident as well. But CHP was working I-5, and that was probably a big mess as well. They closed Highway 80 up near Tahoe for a period of time. We had a search and rescue going on for some people that were stranded up in the Shingletown area and had to deploy search and rescue personnel and our snowcat.
What happened there?
Some people were out. I don't know if they had gotten caught in the storm or went out four-wheeling. But long story short, they were still stranded, and then we had to take our search and rescue folks, some snowmobiles and a snowcat to get to them and rescue them. And then we had some trees into houses that were going there. So it doesn't stop for law enforcement. We're a 24-hour, 365-day-a-week operation, and thanks to everybody in public safety, the fire folks, medical folks, and all law enforcement. And, Carl, you were talking about, what do we do for that 1,600 square miles? Well, we rely a lot on the California Highway Patrol and our allied agencies such as Redding, Anderson, to help us out in the fringe areas. So they'll come out and back us up in some of the areas just outside the county.
Well, you know, this whole thing is because everybody's spread out. I know that Highway Patrol's out there. I know that, can you get help from, like, fishing game?
If they have an officer in the area, or absolutely, yeah, they'll come. The Cal Fire. Uh-huh. Has law enforcement officers too.
They do?
Yeah, they have, we call them gun toters, but they have law enforcement officers that work here. I think there's at least six in our Shasta Trinity area.
Why do
sometimes if we're on the border of a county, like down by in Cottonwood with Tama County, they'll come across and help us out or vice versa if necessary.
What's the carry weapon of the Sheriff's Department?
Our issued weapon is a Glock G22, which is a 40 caliber semi-automatic handgun. And then the officers do have options to carry Glock, similar ones, clones, Springfield Arms, you know, like XDs.
All 40s, though.
40s. Has to be in 40 caliber, and or they can carry a 1911-style semi-automatic handgun in 40 or 45.
Okay. And people go, why are you even asking that? Well, it's because of two reasons. I'm interested, first of all, the kind of firearms, you know, that our law enforcement are issued.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just in the middle of reading this book about the Glock
and
how they got the Glock into the hands of so many law enforcement agencies. And it is just an amazing book and what the things they did. And how they just, and people did not want that firearm when it first came out, and you probably remember all this, but then how it has become the go-to gun for many of our, majority of our law enforcement.
Nationwide.
Absolutely. including the ones, the men and women that are carrying for the U.S. Marshal's Office and all these other places.
And it was designed as a carry weapon for the Austrian Army, and that's how it came about.
Yeah.
And the owner or the developer, Gaston Glock, he wasn't a gun manufacturer at all.
He made curtain rings, but he did make knives and bayonets for the Austrian army.
So they tasked him, and then was born the original Glock 17, and that was his 17th try or patent at designing firearms. And that was a 9mm handgun. And
17th patent. Look at you.
Yeah, so we had a little bit of history when I went to the armorer's course as well. But it's
a
well-designed firearm and made for military purposes. So it's made to get dirty and work.
They dropped it out of a I forget how far they dropped it, 100 feet or something like this, and it still picked it up and fired it.
Cool.
So.
And that was the advantage of the 1911 when it was developed. It was for military purposes, and you could throw it in the dirt, throw it in the mud, and it would still function.
Okay, closing thoughts here. We have about 3 minutes left. What, you know, you come on once a month, Sheriff. What do you have to say to our listening audience for this February?
Well, this February, I just want to thank all the community once again for their support for law enforcement, support for the Sheriff's Office, that we're here for you and our communities, and our men and women are out there working very hard. Please give us a call sometime if you need something or you have a crime to report. Be sure to report that. You can report online also. And then also, we're seeing a number of changes that we're instituting. We got the 102 beds going at the jail. We're seeing some changes to the jail with our operating systems, we're video visitation, our classes. So we're not just standing still. You may not see it in the forefront or out in the paper, but we've got a lot going on at the Sheriff's Office.
Has that had a big impact, those 12 beds that are assigned specifically for bad guys and girls?
It is. And then Carl's referring to our chronic offender accountability program through the district attorney's office, and that has had a significant impact. And we're still shipping people out of county as well. And we're participating in that chronic offender, and that's working well. We just had another one sentenced. His name was Schmerber, and he got like 379 days. And he had a lot of drunkenness and vandalism calls, but he'll be off the street.
So we'll be able to get him dried out.
Yep.
Okay, 30 seconds, this new no camping ordinance.
Mm-hmm. Within the city of Reading.
Within the city of Reading, and they're pushing people out of all these parks and everything. What do you think?
We'll see how it works. We'll probably see some issues on the fringe areas near the city-county lines, because mm-hmm. usually the homeless will get pushed to another area, and they might come out into the county area, so, but we'll be pushing back.
Okay.
Thank you, Thomas Sinkel. Be safe out there.
Hey, thank you so much for what you and your people do, Tom, and thank you for your stance on the Second Amendment.
Never varies on that.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, tomorrow, Trish Clark and I are at it this tomorrow morning.
All right.
And finding out just what happens in the world. Also, we're talking colonoscopies and why they're good for you. It's the good guys against the bad guys. What you do?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.